Donald's View, Choosing Your Battle and Battlefield.
Robert's cash flow quadrant is an effective tool, and that's one reason I chose his book, Rich Dad's Cash Flow Quadrant, to be on my list of recommended books for Amazon. If you will take a little time and spend it thinking about what he's saying, you'll save a lot of time in the long run. It's important to know about yourself and your inclinations before setting out on any path, new or otherwise. When I was starting out in real estate, I could have easily stayed within my father's business and been successful. But I would not have been fulfilled. I had definite plans of my own and had to strike out on my own to achieve them. If I hadn't done that, I would have led a comfortable life, but not an exciting one. I also would not have lived my own life. Just as Robert had to realize that his father's goals were not his goals, we all have to do some soul-searching to find out what we are destined to do and to be. Imagine living your life and then finding out you'd missed your own destiny in the process. I've seen some examples of that, and I think it's a great way to eclipse yourself. If you're not living your life, then who is? If you're not going to think about your life, then who will? You're here now, so give it your full attention. I often think of battles and battlefields in the sense of being arenas. We all choose, to a certain extent, I would hope, what arena we're operating in and what arena we'd like to be operating in. It's about having goals and visions for achievement and fulfillment. It's sometimes difficult to change circles, but it's sometimes for the best. We can be very much influenced by the people with whom we keep company, and it's not easy to break with the pack or to do the unexpected. It can be a solitary season or two before we get enough momentum to expand our own circle. But eventually, that can lead to a very full arena of events and people you happen to enjoy. That's very much like writing your own script and having it become one you wind up enjoying watching and participating in. I heard someone say once that we are all in charge of writing our own movie, and that movie is our life. Imagine yourself writing scenes. What kind would you want to have? Somehow, I don't think we'd choose drudgery, boredom, or poverty. It's not only no fun to write, it's boring and depressing to watch. Give yourself a little freedom to develop into something or someone you'd actually like to be. Life and business can be combative. It can be a battle. But make sure you choose to fight the good fight and get away from futile battles and battlegrounds as quickly as possible. Do not live or use your energy in vain. Remember, write your own script, then produce it yourself and find yourself living the way you want to. That's freedom, that's power, and that's winning.